I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Thank you for listening. It's Donna. It's Steve. It's the Big Z on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, man.
Hey, Steve. Why are you going to be like that?
I wasn't being like, I didn't know that you were distracted at the moment. You're doing meaningful work. You thought, why do you think I was trying to set you up? You're assuming ill intent.
Why are you trying to set me up? You can see I'm kind of multitasking. No, I'm trying to do something for Mike.
Flag on the play. I could not see that you were multitasking because what I see from you every day is you, what you see of me. You're looking toward a computer.
Nope. I'm looking at you.
I wasn't trying to set you up. I was trying to ask you if you had seen A League of Their Own, the television show, which has now been canceled, and it will have a shortened 4-episode second season. I was not trying to set you up. Now, I sense that I was in deep water when you said, what show now? And then when I said League of Their Own, you're like, yeah, I've seen that movie. And then we just tried to back out slowly. I don't know. I'm on your side, Donna.
Well, then I look unsupportive.
I didn't mean... No, you were doing a task for the show. That's an easy thing to happen. You were there right before, and here you are now. And what you sent to him will be up on our website soon. We're looking for that web traffic, yo. That's what really pays. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it's true either. Anyway, we're back.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. Yee-haw! And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
You know the scene in Back to the Future when Michael J. Fox plays Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Good?
For the sake of the conversation, I'm going to say yes. If I was hooked up to a lie detector right now, I'd say... Think so?
Did you see the movie?
Hang on. There have been so many movies. Movies. What is a movie? You have to ask, right? You know, when you look into the history of cinema, I'm just saying I've seen them peripherally. Have I, as a child, they were on in the background. Have I sat down and said, well, kids, it's Back to the Future times.
Excuse us. We're going to have to take a vote on whether or not you were voted off the island.
Wait a second. Hang on. There was the guy, the shaggy guy from Scooby-Doo or whatever, saying, zoinks, kid, look at this car.
Scooby-Doo? No.
Your skateboard doesn't need wheels. I've got the need for speed. Hey, you've seen it. Hey, am I kissing my sister or is that my mother? Right? That's a thing. He makes out with his mom, right? Sorry, I'm not into your creepy movies.
Could he watch us with his kids, Z?
I feel like you...
I don't think it's rated G.
It's not rated G. It's a very much a mid-80s PG.
So, which is a harder one, yeah.
It's a harder one, yeah. But it's my favorite trilogy of all time. You just kind of stuck me in the heart right there.
Well, here's what I... Okay, we got... Listen.
Anyway.
I remember general things. Doc Brown is that guy's name. Michael J. Fox... If you ask me right now, how did the two of those guys get connected?
Uh-huh.
I don't think...
Christopher Lloyd.
I can tell you, but I believe that Michael J. Fox was probably getting bullied and then somehow stumbles onto like this guy who's working on this car. And he's like, yeah, I want to get out of here because these bullies are being mean to me. Plus, I'm sick of these skateboard wheels.
Why don't you watch the upcoming documentary called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie? It'll hit Apple TV Plus on May 12th. The reason I asked if you knew the scene was because it inspired Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Love Chris Martin. So he watched that scene and was like, I want to play the guitar like that?
Yeah, it inspired his guitar playing.
It's Marvin. Your cousin, Marvin Berry. You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
One of the best parts of the movie.
That rings 0 out of 10 bells for me.
Listen, it just rings a ding for me because it's been so long since I've seen it.
Give us a sound effect. You got it.
This is it. It's just that little one, not like a wooga.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a gong.
Yeah, like, oh, of course I remember that scene. Okay. It's more like, you know, it's fading. The memory is fading. But anyway, in an interview with Entertainment Weekly, Michael J. Fox said that was such a great compliment about influencing Chris Martin. He said when he filmed the scene, he was finger syncing to the track because he had previously recorded it, and that it wasn't that hard because he already knew the fundamentals of guitar playing. Oh, so cool. Anyway, I just thought that was a little fun fact to hear, you know, Chris Martin. I don't know how old of a guy he is.
Ask me a trivia question about Back 42? To the Future. I'd like to regain some credibility.
What kind of car was in the...
That I know. Everybody knows DeLorean, self-lacing shoes in the hoverboard. I know those things in abstract. Mike, ask me a trivia.
What was Doc Brown's dog's name?
Ooh, that's a
trick question. He doesn't have a dog. Wait, he's referencing his hair. Maybe my hair. Spike?
Einstein.
Sorry,
I didn't know. Yeah.
Which one of the Back to the Futures, when is Howard the Duck, when does he come into the story?
Wow.
That's also a movie where you got a duck getting the hots for a lady. Is it the same lady that's in Howard the Duck that's in
Leah Thompson? Could be. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good, Steve.
Howard the Duck, yeah. And then when he is getting into the moment, feeling the feels, his feathers go up on his head, Donna.
Gross.
Well, he's a duck.
90-year-old Willie Nelson is going to hit the road again. See what I did there this summer. Do you see what I did there?
Hang on.
God, man.
Hit the road again. All right. Wait, no, he does on the road again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
On
all
the
right,
road again. Just can't wait to get on the
wow,
road.
Wow. What? He's turning 90 next month, and he is heading back on the road. He's got an Outlaw Music Festival tour that he's got friends joining him on. Robert Plant, Alison Krauss.
Oh, cool.
Is it the Avett or Avett Brothers? Avett Brothers, right?
I'm going to go Avett.
Avett Brothers? John Fogerty, Margot Price, a bunch of other artists that you won't know, so forget it.
Trampled by Turtles?
All right. No, but I like the reference. I'll give it to you. And then finally in music news today, Stanford, as in university, is offering a new course that is all about one Taylor Swift song. And that song is the 10-minute version of All Too Well. It's a focus on an in-depth analysis of the lyrics.
Huh. Ooh,
and they're calling it All Too Well 10-week version.
Okay. I would have some follow-up questions about said course. Is it a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class? Is it a Tuesday, Thursday? Is it a 3-hour class on a Monday? Those are always so fun, like a 7 to 10 class. Exciting. But I just feel like this might be a... You could do a 3-hour lecture on this.
And then call it a day.
A one-off. 10 weeks. I would love to hear from a student of that class at Stanford University after the fact to find out, how did you stretch it into 10 weeks? What'd you talk about week 7? Did you feel doing just a refresher on weeks 1 through 3 after you did a refresher weeks 4 through 6?
That's a really good question.
Sorry, Donna, I used to work in college admissions. I can't deny that part of my story.
I think what we should do, thank you for sharing, is look at the lyrics and try to just dig into it.
Do it in
ourselves.
A TED Talk? Yeah.
Yeah.
15 minutes?
Wow. I wonder how many credits this course is. Stanford. One of the top-ranked schools in the entire country. World, some might argue.
I hear ya. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I do like that they're trying to, you know, incorporate popular culture into these classes to create interest.
That is cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's cool. Now, I think this would have been the cooler way to do the class. We're running out of time. Is you have a full semester class.
Mm-hmm.
Each week, we break down the lyrics of a different song. Yes. Of different artists,
correct.
Right? You could go into different genres.
Correct.
Hip-hop lyrics are going to hit you different than Taylor Swift lyrics, than Metallica lyrics, than Simon and Garfunkel lyrics.
Sure.
I'm a genius. I just created a class, Donna.
All right. I'll be in it. I'll be there. I'll be the old lady in the class. You always got like one old guy in your class, you know?
Yeah, he comes in late with like full dinner. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, speaking of old and new and all that kind of stuff, there are all sorts of abbreviations. We're going to put Donna to the test and you can play along. How many of these modern day abbreviations does Donna know? That one we return. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hello.
Donna's drunk.
I'm not drunk. Okay. I'm just drinking out of a red Solo cup.
Well, you're raising some eyebrows.
I know. Holly's like, red Solo cup? I'm like, yeah, always.
The optics mixed today with your on-air performance has some people. We're asking. We care about you.
I know, but if I was drinking, I don't know, orange juice in a coffee cup. Coffee cup?
That'd be weird.
Really?
I think so.
I'll drink like 7-Up out of a coffee cup. You can't put me in a box.
Hard as we've tried, it can't be done. Let's do a quiz.
All right. I love a good quiz.
How many of these abbreviations do you know?
Okay.
This was put together by, I think it was Fox News that did this. And it's a breakdown. I think you're going to do pretty well. Let's see if we can get through all 25.
All right. I'm going to use Mike as a lifeline if I need him.
Okay. Some are pretty darn easy. Let's start with number one, DM.
Direct message. Like, nice DM job. Me. Okay,
yes,
all right,
yeah.
Got it.
See, you're doing
so
great.
So I get one. All right, there's one chance.
You're going to do really great. JK.
Just kidding.
BRB.
Be right back.
I might have to slow this down. TBH.
TBH. To be handled. To wait.
Okay, didn't expect you to get tripped up here. Okay, maybe we will be able to fill a segment.
TBH. Hold on. Use it in context. Like we're texting back and forth.
TBH, I'm a little worried about you.
To be honest, thank you. Got it.
IRL. All right, now we're getting a little trickier,
wow.
I think. But then I'll come back with some more easy ones, too.
Okay.
IRL.
In real life.
Yes.
Woo!
Nice.
I didn't expect to get that.
Okay. How about NSFW?
Not safe for work.
TTYL.
Talk to you later.
NBD.
Ooh, now that's a tough one. No better not.
Mike disappointedly shakes his head.
No. New. Bo.
All right. Let's do it in conversation. I feel like it might be better. Let's say you said, hey, actually won't be able to pick you up until 7:15. And I respond,
no
NBD.
Big deal. Boom. Got it.
Nice, Donna. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think context would just give it away.
Which is why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
How about IMO? There's also another version, IMHO. Or IMHO, if a different emphasis helps you.
Say it again.
I was just messing with you.
IMHO.
IMHO or IMHO.
Is H honestly?
Yeah. No. Actually, no. No, you're checking me. No.
I need context.
All right. IMO, that sweater's not working for you.
In my opinion.
That's it,
in my
queen.
Honest opinion.
In my humble opinion.
Oh, got it. Okay. Wow. Why do we have to do this? Why don't we just go back to Morse code?
Donna! Don't liken basic abbreviations to Morse code.
What is this? We're going backwards.
FTW.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Okay, we are...
Four... I'm getting
four,
there. I just have to
yes.
sound it out. For the...
Okay. Say it.
For the...
Say it, Donna. Just continue to make the sound.
Mike's face.
You're so
for
close.
The world.
No.
Excuse for me. The win. For the win.
Yes, Craig. Yes!
Woo! This is fun. Oh my gosh, let's do this all the time.
And this feels appropriately timed. SMH. Watching Donna take an abbreviations quiz. SMH.
So.
Mike's doing it right now.
Shaking my head.
Queen.
This is good. This is so good.
IDK.
I don't know.
IDC.
I don't care.
MSG.
Monosodium gluten.
Glorbinate. It's just short for the word message.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
What if I texted you OMW?
Oh, my word.
No, but I appreciate that.
If you texted me, it would be, oh, my word. On my watch.
What's a more typical way that someone could just text you OMW? Not on my watch. Like,
not OMW.
Yeah. I could have texted you this on Monday night. When we were out somewhere.
Oh.
You were already there.
On my way.
Queen.
Thank you.
You should be a VJ on MTV. GTG? Excuse me. G2G.
Good to go.
Close.
Good to go. Got to go.
Got it,
I
queen.
Gotta go.
You the queen. Get that throne. TFW. TFW.
Till further. T. Till. Are people playing along at home? I hope you are. TFW. Turn.
How about TFW? Your boyfriend surprises you with a date night. And then you might like put this as a caption on a video of you guys going out and him bringing you roses and eating chocolate.
Not getting there. Don't give it to me though.
I want to.
Don't.
TFW.
Tour.
Or if I posted a video of me.
Freaking.
Watch. I'm posting a video of me slunched shoulders. Walking mopily out of the office building, and then it says TFW, the boss asks you to work the weekend.
Too freaking.
Can I old yeller this one?
Yep.
That feeling when?
Oh, that's, I don't like that one.
All
it's
right.
My least favorite.
MFW. I didn't know this one.
Oh, like you knew all of them?
Up to this point.
More for... women.
And we all say yes to that, queen. But it's my face when.
Okay.
ILY. What if somebody just texted you ILY? I did not know this.
ILY. I love you.
I didn't know that.
That was the old way of saying it.
Oh.
I mean, that's everybody. Didn't everybody ILY? like at the end of an email?
Email it.
Your boyfriend or wife or...
This is what Donna does. I can love you. Did everybody sign off at emails that way?
This is how we're all going to start talking in like 20 years. Boop, 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 boop. All right.
That reminds me. Let's just go.
All right.
I need to go. We're going to play a game. We're going to play it. We're going to play as hard as we've ever freaking played it.
Yeah, okay.
It's called the College Pop Culture Knowledge. We'd love one of you to play right now. 651-641-1071. Say it again. 651-641-1071. Call now. You can play. That game is next.
Welcome back to the show. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Am I right?
You are right, Donna. That cannot be argued.
Thank you.
Not on my watch.
Right. All right. Today is going to be a very determining kind of day because we are both in the 20s right now when it comes to the score of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
Which makes it feel close.
It's 21-29, right?
Correct.
All right, Mike. Oh, man.
Which means if I cross into the 30...
I'm screwed.
You could just hear... Pew! Here goes Stevie Boy into the sunset of victory.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Mighty Mike.
I want to see how smart you are.
We're going to find out how smart the two of you are today. It's a special day. 24 years ago, on this day, it was the 14th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. On that 14th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it was one of the most accomplished classes ever, as Billy Joel, Paul McCartney, and The Boss were all inducted the same class.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Today's College of Pop Culture Knowledge is going to be about all three of those individuals.
Okay.
And we've got Katie to play along.
Katie, welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience. We've been waiting for you. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Hey, friend. Hey, what kind of vehicle are you driving there, fancy lady?
Hey, now.
What are you driving?
I must be in a gray area.
Oh no, you can't hear us.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Tell us what car you drive. We want to know what kind of car do you drive.
I drive a Volvo.
Oh, you have to brag about it.
What do you think? You're better than us?
Oh, that's the goodness.
Jeez, I don't have to get up in my business.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
All right, last question before we get to you choosing who you want to team up with. Where are you driving to? You on a road trip?
I'm driving home.
Oh, okay. See, you sound a lot better
alone,
now.
Man.
Whatever you just did sounds great. Wow, yeah, I'm driving home.
Well, Donna, ask me something interesting.
Okay. What is, if you had a day entirely to yourself, you would spend most of that day doing what?
I'd be hanging out with my grandkids.
Aw, that's a great answer.
That is a great answer.
Love it.
I love it even more. So now, do you want to team up with Donna, who loved your answer, or Stevie Boy, who loved it more?
Oh, Donna, for sure.
Gosh, I mean, seriously, I knew this, Katie. I knew it coming. You and your
Katie,
fancy Volvo
you.
Pompous. All right, I got to leave.
All right, bye, Steve.
Sorry, I lost my temper.
All right,
it's
Katie.
Okay.
We're going to put you on hold, Katie, as Steve makes his way out of the studio. Again, the year was 1999, okay. And it was one of the most best classes, arguably, of all time. Billy Joel, Paul McCartney, and The Boss all headlining. Are you ready, Donna?
I think so.
We'll start with this one here. The Piano Man had a remarkable 34 top 40 hits through his career and 3 Billboard number ones of We Didn't Start the Fire, Uptown Girl, Tell Her About It, and It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Which song was not one of his number ones?
Oh, God. Uptown Girl.
At the ceremony in 1999, this mononymous Irish rocker inducted Bruce Springsteen. The Boss would return the favor 6 years later when that guy's band finally got the call to the Hall.
Oh, shoot. Irish. Van Morrison?
When he became Hall of Fame as an individual artist, Paul McCartney was the second Beatle to do so as a solo performer. Who was the first?
I don't think John Lennon. I'll just say John Lennon. I'm sorry. Ugh.
All right. We've got
you threw me off with band for the second one.
Gotcha. We'll bring Katie up and see if that didn't throw her off. See what she's thinking. The first one, though, I mentioned those four songs. We Didn't Start the Fire, Uptown Girl, Tell Her About It, and It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. One of those songs was not a number one for the Piano Man. And Donna said Uptown Girl. Your thoughts on that one, Katie?
I hate them all.
Okay.
But I'm going to say...
I think it's a trick question.
I think it's Tell Her About It, but like I said, hey, I
your game.
All.
Would you want to change it to Tell Her About It?
Oh shoot. Or, Donna.
It's your call. I don't care. Either way, I'm 50-50.
Oh man. No, you decide.
Okay, she went with Uptown Girl, so
I hate that song.
It was such a bad song.
Oh, I know.
But people may have been intrigued because of his relationship with Christie Brinkley at the time.
I know,
and she was in
and
the video.
They sensationalized it in their video.
Yes. Ugh.
Let's not take that one.
You're going to take that one?
No.
Oh, sorry. You're
Did
not
you gonna... say let's not take that one?
Let's not take that one just because right. I can't stand
Tell her about
we'll
it, final.
It to Tell Her About It. Okay, next one. At the ceremony in 1999, this mononymous Irish rocker inducted Bruce Springsteen. The Boss would return the favor 6 years later when that guy's band finally got the call for the Hall.
I'm going to say you too.
So it's the rocker, this mononymous rocker.
What the
so
heck?
Who would
what does
be...
mononymous mean?
Well, no kidding. What does that mean?
Known by one name?
Oh. I don't think Sting is Irish. I don't
Mononymous,
think.
Irish. What year
is this? So this is 99 is when the ceremony happened. You said a band. Do you happen to maybe know the lead singer of that band you said?
Oh, what's his name?
Police. Say the police.
Oh, come on. No. Van Morrison. What's the name of that dude from U2?
We're very confused at this
Bono.
Point.
Bono.
We are very confused.
And finally,
sorry, Mike.
When he became Hall of Fame as an individual artist, Paul McCartney was the second Beatle to do so as a solo performer. Who was the first? Donna went with John Lennon.
I'm going to go with Donna. I think it's Lennon.
Okay.
Posthumously, probably.
All right.
All right. This was kind of a disaster.
Put you on hold, Katie. Wow. Hopefully, I don't have to make a decision. Okay. We'll find out.
Let's just call this one just whatever happens, happens. It was difficult.
What's the topic again? It's like Elton John.
Okay, so the 14th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is being celebrated. It was today, March 15th in 1999, that Billy Joel, Paul McCartney, and the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, were all added to the Hall of Fame.
Wow, what a class.
Yeah, what a class is right. Let's get this thing started here, and then I'll have to probably make decisions. We'll find out with this first one.
Oh.
The Piano Man had a remark. Are you ready, Steve? Mm-hmm, I should have asked. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Piano Man had a remarkable 34 top 40 hits in his career, 3 Billboard number ones of We Didn't Start the Fire, Uptown Girl, Tell Her About It, and It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Which song was not one of his number ones?
I'm going to say Still Rock and Roll to Me.
At the ceremony in 1999, this mononymous Irish rocker inducted Bruce Springsteen. The Boss would return the favor 6 years later
Bono.
When that guy's band finally got called to the Hall. When he became Hall of Fame as an individual artist, Paul McCartney was the second Beatle to do so as a solo performer. Who was the first?
George Harrison.
Right? Would you like to...
John Lennon. John Lennon. It's got to be John Lennon.
2 seconds. All right.
That's not great.
Final answers are in.
Wow. This is a journey.
This is a journey indeed. We'll start on, I don't even know. We'll start with...
What happened when I was... Wow.
Wow, it was just a lot of confusion.
Yeah, I want to pull that clip out and let's just do that for slow jams. That was
fun. I might have to go back and listen.
When we'll go to the last one. When he became Hall of Fame as an individual artist, Paul McCartney was the second Beatle to do so as a solo performer. Who was the first? You both eventually landed on John Lennon.
Was it George Harrison?
It was the other one. Ringo Starr,
In
1994 was inducted. Yes.
Wow.
Ringo Starr in 94.
Whoa. I don't even know if Lennon was inducted then. Because he died in like 80, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to...
No, he didn't die in 80. 84? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. At the ceremony in 1999, this mononymous, which by the way means known by one name,
yes,
Irish rocker inducted Bruce Springsteen. The Boss would return the favor 6 years later when that guy's band finally got the call for the hall. It indeed was Bono.
Bono!
I have to just give that point to Steve. We basically went back and forth for 30 seconds explaining the question.
Because
and
then I was like, Bono, Bono. Because she was like, who's the guy?
She said you too, and then like, we switched. And then we
but I'm not supposed to take part. She's really supposed to be the one who...
Oh, yeah, our new lifeline
rules. Our new
rules.
Fake rules.
Well, then we got onto the Police and Sting, and it was very confusing.
I said Van Morrison. Yes. I don't know any Irish
so
rockers.
So was it surprising when I just quickly cut off your question and said Bono?
Yep.
Okay. Probably felt a little cleaner.
A little bit.
All right.
And then finally, the top one, The Piano Man, had a remarkable 34 top 40 hits, 3 Billboard number ones. I listed out the songs. Originally, Donna said Uptown Girl. Then Katie changed it to Tell Her About It. She's the one playing for the T-shirt,
I think,
of course.
Steve is right.
And Steve went with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
And we're trying to ask which of those songs was not a number one
hit. The correct answer... Donna would have had it. It's Uptown Girl.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh,
sorry. We changed it.
Oh,
Katie
man.
Changed it. Okay, so man.
I'm sorry, Donna.
Oh, don't even worry about it. I'm sorry that I made you lose.
That's listen, I am not a hot mess.
Why? Who said you were a hot mess?
Well, Mike was implying, and that's okay.
Well, I swear it wasn't. It's a hot mess.
Did you offend Volvo Katie?
I didn't mean to, Katie.
No, I'm the hot mess because I'm all over the place. I'm like Van Morrison. No,
I had to work so hard not to swear. That was my problem.
Thank you for not swearing, Katie.
You did great.
You're a winner in our book just for that.
Yes.
TTYL.
Yes, queen.
TTYL, Katie.
IOY. Don't think you're a hot mess. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I-L-Y, nice.
I love you,
yes.
It's okay.
What happened there?
Did
Mike say Katie's a hot mess?
No, because Mike said that could be the slow jam.
Yeah.
She may have, like, taken that to mean, like, it's Katie's fault.
It definitely wasn't. Great. There was just some confusion. It was everyone, it just got a little...
Oh, man, guys.
We were on Van Morrison,
listen.
Then we got to the Police, then we got to Sting, then we were...
I'll tell you what we just got to.
Yeah.
We got the 30 wins for Steve. 30. 30.
It's all right. We're already getting the complaint emails coming in.
Oh, I mean...
Well, I didn't accept that.
You should go get coffee with your group of, like, these little 5 emailers who like to just call in and just wave their tear.
Sarah says the OT for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge needs to be changed. If Steve is usually remote, he can hear the questions and songs slightly earlier than Donna. Huh.
No, I hear them later.
Yep.
Suck it! Sorry, that wasn't for you, Sarah. That was for the taxes.
And Marcy, I definitely did not give her that point for Bono, so I was not cheating for Donna, just FYI.
That's fine.
I saw that email, too.
Sarah, I'm on a slight delay.
Not right now.
No, she said what Sarah referenced. Yeah, she said when Steve is remote, he can hear the questions and songs slightly earlier. It's actually the exact opposite. Sarah, I bid your reply to your own email.
Wow.
Can't wait to hear it.
Why are we infighting?
I'm not infighting. I'm just
everybody.
Fighting with the emailers.
It's
Mike called What's-Her-Face a hot mess because she's driving
no,
a Volvo.
No, he didn't. He did not.
And you're just, you've got 8,000 things strewn out of in front of you. We're all struggling to get by.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Oh, and then Marcy, hang on, incoming email. I didn't read this one.
All right.
Donna.
All right.
The one that said, oh my gosh, Mike, you are totally cheating for Donna.
And as I said, we did not give her that point.
He didn't give me the point. Yeah.
I'm just reading the emails. I really value
Wait,
the
which
emails.
One had the hard time with the questions? I think it was me.
And Marcia is saying she's Marcy? I don't know.
How do you spell it?
It's Marcy. Marcie.
What?
Listen, I hear you, Marcy.
We hear you guys. Maybe we just dump the entire game.
No.
I'm just saying we can replace it.
No, it's fun to irritate the listeners. That means they're engaged. It means they're listening and they care. Their opinions are often wrong, but they care enough to send
We're
them.
Running really late, but I want to tell you, have you ever been out to Excelsior?
Yes.
beautiful, right?
You're gorgeous.
Just beautiful.
Love it.
I am going to be at Ooh La La Boutique in Excelsior on Water Street. Hello. Welcome back, you guys. We love you guys. Don't be mad.
Yeah, chill, bruh.
Hey, bruh. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Wow, this song.
I like this song.
It's just interesting the way she's just like, and then you think I'm a narcissist, and then it, like these like really big words, and
could have a 12-week class about it.
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
They knew they couldn't.
This
do
one
12.
Could be 12.
Yeah. This right.
Yeah. It's,
we're gonna dig into the lyrics of
All Too Well.
I do have them pulled up, by the way.
Oh, okay. Great. Read them.
So this is for those who don't know. This is based on the news that. Stanford, as in that Stanford, they're doing a 10-week course on the song All Too Well by Taylor Swift, and they're doing a lyrical analysis. Now,
right.
We
on
all
the 10-minute version.
On the 10-minute version. And just so you're aware, the 10-week course is on that whole, just that song. They won't be hearing from different artists every class. Mm-hmm. It's all Taylor Swift, all Too Well, the 10-week version. Of the 10-minute version.
And this is the song that's supposed to be about Jake.
Correct.
Gyllenhaal.
That's what I was just about to say. This is the song that's supposed to be with Jake Gyllenhaal.
And the scarf.
We learn about
stuff.
The scarf very early in the song.
And his sister.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It starts with, I walked through the door with you. The air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house.
Maggie.
And you still got it in your drawer even now.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So you're coveting my scarf, dude.
This is week one, so figure out how to make that work.
Yeah. You got to do an hour and a half on that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, your sweet disposition and my wide-eyed gaze. We're singing in the car, getting lost upstate.
Okay, New Yorker.
Autumn leaves falling down like pieces into place, and I can picture it after all these days.
So I just wonder, my question is, beyond like that paragraph, let's say beyond like, oh yeah, that's cool, nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can see that she's early in a relationship and seeing the potential of a future with this person.
Okay. All right.
All right. How am I doing so far, coach?
Great. Yeah. Those pieces are falling into place and I know it's long gone and that magic's not here no more and I might be okay, but I'm not fine at all.
Okay.
So now we're getting a little confused in our lyrics. Okay. I might be okay, but I'm not fine at all. Because those are synonymous.
How are they?
Okay. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, the same thing. They're both
okay.
Like...
So basically she's saying
neutral.
She's not okay. She's contradicting herself.
Yeah. So what are we saying there? Bad grammar?
She's not okay. She's not fine or okay.
I might be happy, but I'm not happy. Is sort of how that reads.
She's saying she's putting a smile on her face, but inside... She's not okay.
Donna's looking to see if she can audit this class. Can I zoom into this class?
Oh my God, I think I should. I think I'll ace this.
Okay.
Next line?
Yeah, one more period.
Because there we are again on that little town street. You almost ran the red because you were looking over at me. Wind in my hair. I was there. I remember it all too well.
She was living in the moment. Mm-hmm. She was feeling all the feels. She was like, oh, you're looking at me like you are really into me. Mm-hmm.
How many lyrics are in the 10-minute version? No, I'm wondering.
We're about a minute in.
I read, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraph-ish lines. There's 1, 2.
There's some repetitive.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. And then obviously the chorus is mixed in there as well.
This is a nice one. Read the paragraph about the photo album.
Photo album on the counter. Your cheeks were turning red.
Yep, typical thing that your mom or sister does.
You used to be a little kid with glasses in a twin-size bed.
Sweet.
And your mother's telling stories about you on the T-ball team. You know me about your past, thinking your future was me.
Oh, you told me about your past.
Sorry, you told me. Sorry, got it.
Thinking your future was me. So he's not thinking the future is her. She's thinking that because he's telling him about her past.
Thinking your future was me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this poor girl. So heartbroken.
Think about going back to school. I can take this class.
This is the kind of class my sister would teach in high school.
I just wonder, can I ask a question again, Professor?
Who's the professor?
Let's say you.
Okay.
You're the know-it-all student in the back, whatever. Okay, right. Somebody answer this question, though. Hey, guys. Happy to be in this 10-week course on the 10-minute version of All Too Well by Taylor Swift. Really, I am genuinely excited, and I need the credits. My question is, we've been in this class now for about 4.5 minutes, and we've already kind of plowed through about 5 paragraphs with a decent understanding of what was meant. Is there a project that we're going to be doing? What are we going to do next week? What are we going to do next hour?
Great question.
It's just, who am I to say that Stanford doesn't know what it's doing? Now, granted, my career started in higher education, and that's fine. And again, you never ask about it. But is that a waste of time?
Steve.
For 10 weeks, for scholarship.
My sister did teach us a class like this. We have a family member who is a songwriter and musician, and he came to her class and they did this with the lyrics. But I think what they'll do here is then it'll become a writing assignment.
How long in the class, though? Because that's homework, what you're talking about. How long can a lecture be dedicated to this? Again, I think this would be a really cool class. Genuinely, I'd be interested in it if it was rotating. If you tapped into different genres and different artists and you did a lyrical breakdown. But 10 weeks on one song for students whose parents are likely paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
I just wonder, is this well thought out? I get that we write an article about it.
Well, listen.
Is it well thought out?
They had to have presented a plan, right?
I want that plan.
A lesson plan.
Yes.
Let's audit the class.
How?
Well, we make a phone call. We say we work in radio.
One of us is highly critical of the longevity.
Right.
Long-term success of a class like this. I think that by week 5, you'll just be having the teacher push in the old TV on that roller cart and watching old Taylor Swift music videos. What a great day, right? When your teacher would roll in that thing and you were like, we're watching a show.
Can we skip to like towards the end?
Sure. Week 10 of the All Too Well lyrical breakdown class by Stanford.
That's the chorus. We'll go the line above that. Time won't fly. It's like I'm paralyzed by it. I'd like to be my old self again, but I'm still trying to find it. There, after plaid shirt days and nights when you made me your own, now you mail back my things and I walk home alone.
Aww.
Wow.
But you keep my old scarf from that very first week. Because it reminds you of innocence and it smells like me. And can't get rid of it because you remember it all too well. I think he he was her first. That's the gist of it. Thank you. Did the bell ring yet?
I hope. I'm dropping this class.
I am too.
Oh my gosh.
All right. We got to go. Mike's going to have a dirt alert when we come right back.